Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Short Course in Reading French by Celia Brickman is a language textbook designed for English-speaking learners who need to read and translate written French rather than primarily develop conversational fluency, drawing on Brickman's long experience teaching French to graduate students and other adult learners. The book presents French grammar in a systematic, compact format aimed at rapid reading competence. Its genre is best understood as an academic reading course. It explains grammatical structures, reinforces them through exercises, and applies them to translation practice. The book is especially relevant for university students, graduate researchers, and independent learners preparing to use French sources for scholarly or personal purposes. Rather than treating French as a broad communicative curriculum, it narrows attention to the forms, patterns, and interpretive skills needed to move from French sentences to accurate English understanding. This focused purpose gives the book a practical identity within language learning resources. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading proficiency takes priority over conversational performance. The central premise of A Short Course in Reading French is that many learners need a different path from the one offered by standard introductory French courses. Instead of building lessons around speaking, listening drills, classroom dialogues, or everyday situations, Brickman organizes instruction around the ability to recognize grammatical structures in written French and translate them into English. This distinction matters because reading competence depends heavily on pattern recognition, syntactic awareness, and tolerance for complex sentence structure. A learner preparing for academic research, archival work, or a graduate language exam may not need to order food fluently, but must understand how tense, mood, pronouns, negation, and subordinate clauses shape meaning in a text. The book therefore treats grammar not as an abstract system to memorize for its own sake, but as a practical tool for decoding written language. This focus makes the course efficient for readers with limited time. While also clarifying its limits, it is not a complete substitute for courses aimed at pronunciation, spontaneous speech, or conversational listening. Secondly, grammar is presented as a decoding system for written French. Brickman's method depends on making French grammar intelligible as a system of cues. A reader working through French prose must identify relationships among verbs, subjects, objects, modifiers, and clauses, often in sentences that are longer and more syntactically layered than beginner textbook examples. The book addresses this need by introducing basic grammar in an orderly sequence and tying each point to reading and translation tasks. This approach reduces the common problem of studying rules in isolation without knowing how they function in actual texts. For example, verb forms are valuable not only because they can be conjugated correctly, but because they signal time, condition, obligation, possibility, or narrative perspective. Pronouns and prepositions likewise become tools for tracking reference and logical relation. The book's value lies in connecting formal explanation to interpretive use. Its grammar instruction is scholarly enough for university-level learners, but its purpose remains practical to help readers move from recognition of grammatical form to defensible comprehension of written meaning. Thirdly, translation exercises turn passive recognition into active comprehension. A defining feature of the book is its use of exercises and practice translations to reinforce grammar. Reading knowledge can remain superficial if learners merely recognize isolated vocabulary or guess at meaning from cognates. Translation requires a more disciplined process. The reader must determine the function of each word group, resolve ambiguities, choose an English equivalent, and preserve the logic of the French sentence. By making translation practice central, the book encourages learners to test whether they truly understand what a sentence is doing. The inclusion of answer support for translation exercises and eligible passages also makes the course more usable for self-study, because learners can compare their work against a model rather than relying entirely on intuition. In a classroom, these exercises give instructors concrete material for diagnosis and discussion. The result is a feedback loop between rule, example, attempt, and correction. This is especially useful for adult learners who may be comfortable with analytical study and who need measurable progress toward reading competence. Fourthly, authentic French texts connect grammar study to intellectual reading. The book's use of passages from major French language writers distinguishes it from many purely elementary grammar manuals. Sources associated with figures such as Pascal, Montesquieu, Proust, Sartre, Bourdieu, Senghor, Césaire, de Beauvoir, Barthes, Kristeva, and others expose learners to prose connected with literature, philosophy, social theory, and cultural criticism. This matters because academic readers often encounter French not as simplified classroom language, but as argument, description, narrative reflection, or theoretical analysis. authentic passages show how grammatical patterns operate in dense and meaningful contexts. They also train readers to handle stylistic variation, abstraction, and sentence structures that may not appear in beginner dialogues. The purpose is not simply cultural enrichment, though that is part of the appeal. The deeper function is methodological. Learners see that grammar is not separate from intellectual content. A tense choice, relative clause, or nominal construction may affect how an argument unfolds. By practicing on real texts, students develop habits closer to the reading tasks they are likely to face outside the textbook. Lastly, the course is built for academic learners but remains accessible to independent readers, although the book is strongly associated with university and graduate level needs. Its design is not limited to formally enrolled students. The audience includes researchers preparing for proficiency exams, students who need French for coursework, teachers seeking structured classroom material, and independent readers who want access to French texts in the original. Its accessibility comes from the relatively clear progression of grammar topics, the focus on practical reading outcomes, and the presence of exercises that can be used outside a classroom. At the same time, the book expects seriousness from the learner. Because it prioritizes translation and grammatical analysis, it may feel dense to someone seeking a casual language app experience or immediate travel conversation. Its strengths are best realized by readers willing to work deliberately through forms and examples. This positioning gives the book a distinctive balance. It is more focused and efficient than many general language introductions, but more structured and pedagogically supportive than simply consulting a grammar reference alongside a dictionary. In conclusion, a short course in reading French is best suited to learners whose primary goal is functional access to written French. Graduate students preparing for language exams, scholars beginning research with French sources, undergraduates in humanities or social science programs, and independent readers interested in French literature or theory are the most natural audience. Its practical benefit is efficiency. It concentrates on the grammatical knowledge and translation habits needed to understand texts, rather than spreading attention across every language skill. Its intellectual benefit is that it treats reading as an analytical practice, requiring attention to structure, implication, and context, rather than word-by-word guessing. Compared with broad introductory French textbooks, the book stands out because it does not pretend that all learners have the same goals. Compared with grammar reference books, it offers a guided sequence with exercises and applied translation work. Compared with casual self-study tools, it provides a more rigorous bridge to real written French. Its limitation is also part of its identity. Learners seeking speaking fluency, pronunciation practice, or everyday conversational training will need additional resources. For its intended purpose, however, Brickman's book is a focused, practical, and academically credible reading course. If you would like to support Celia Brickman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.